What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Squad, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. This episode I've named You Can't Run High Because of a Bad Experience. Nearly drowning story. Now there's a lot of shit going on in there and I am fucking excited to share this story with you guys because you're going to get a lot from it, but you're going to hopefully get some good cackles, some good laughs as well at my expense. This is probably going to be one of the best stories that I have ever... Excuse me, I need to shut my window. It's too much noise. I have ever shared and ever spoke about on this live and on this podcast. As always, guys, if you get value from my podcast, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app, as it really does help me reach more type 1 diabetics and positively impact our community. Also, give it a screenshot, whatever device you're listening to it on, and share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me at type1_Tom so I can reach out and say hey. So, you know what? I was unsure where to start. Should I start with the lesson in the story or should I start with a story? And I thought, hopefully you guys are intelligent bastards and I can tell a story good enough that I'll start with the story. So guys, I'm wanting to do a triathlon this year. I've spoke about this on a few episodes. And I'm a cyclist. I've been a cyclist for the past year. I'm fairly decent on the bike. I can get the miles in. The one I'm thinking of doing is 24 miles. Sweet, that's fine. I can do like 60, 70 miles on the bike. Sweet. So cycling was fine. But running for me has always been shit. So about 6 weeks ago now, I decided I was going to up my running game. And now I'm not too bad at running. I'm all right. The furthest I've run is 11 miles. I'm quite competent. I can run the extra 2.1 and do a half marathon. 5K is piece of piss for me. That's where I started at. I think my 5K time was 21 minutes or 22 minutes, which isn't too bad. 10K was really good. My first 10K was like 50-odd minutes. It's now 48, 50-something, I think. So my running's come on. But in a triathlon, you've got to swim as well. Now, guys, going back about 5 or 6 years ago, when I was becoming a fitness instructor, well, probably before that, I worked in a place that had a swimming pool, so we had to be lifeguard qualified. And lifeguard training on the days at work when I was employed, it was probably like 7 years ago now, some actually, I fucking hated it because I was shit at swimming, worse at swimming than was at running. I love swimming at school, but this is the first time since school, not 7 years ago, that I had to swim. And I hated lifeguard training, but I still passed, I put the graft in. Anyway, I hadn't swam up until about 2 years ago when I was like doing a bit of a cut and I wanted some extra exercise. So I went to a local pool near me. I tried to swim a little bit. The length of the pool was probably, I want to say 10 meters, 15 meters, if that, yeah. And I did a few lengths, I got bored and I got out. That was a couple of years ago. That was the last time I'd swam. Until last week. Until this is Thursday, the time recording this, until Tuesday this week, so a few days ago. And it was my mate is training to do an Ironman, so he's been open water swimming. Now, there's a reservoir near me, and at the moment, it is pretty cold. So a couple of days ago on the Tuesday, it's now Thursday, I've never been in a reservoir before. I've never wore a wetsuit. I've never been in open water. I've been in the sea, but years ago, I've never properly swam in the sea. I've never properly swam in open water. So on the Tuesday, we met there in the morning, me, my mate, and sort of his mate, three of us. And I was like, sweet, right, I should be all right. I have my wetsuit on. Got in. I was like, right. Bit different than having my normal cold showers. 3 to 5 minutes in the morning cold showers. But I was all right getting in the water, yeah. And then I started to swim out. Now, there's a buoy, and it's probably, I want to say, 100, 150 metres out from where we get in the reservoir, right? There's a buoy. And if you don't know what a buoy is, that fucking thing that floats in the water, that's a buoy, like a float, yeah, for markers, for distance. Well, we use them for distance. I don't know if they're actually for that in a reservoir. I'm not an open water swimming expert, as you will tell shortly. So we started swimming out and probably got a quarter of the way out. And I was like, lads, this was a couple of days ago, my first time in open water and it was cold as well. I was like, lads, I'm going to have to turn around and go back. because my chest was really cold, my hands were really cold. So we went back onto like the stones where you can kind of sort of walk in or stand up. One of the lads swum out, who's doing the Ironman. The other guy, bless him, fucking stayed with me. And we just did, you can only do breaststroke, can't do front crawl, not that I'm adequate or efficient in front crawl, or fucking breaststroke, which you're going to find out in a minute, right? So we paddled up and down there, and I probably did, about 400 metres total first time. And then we got out, and I was like, oof, it was just my fucking hands were really cold. But I was like, you know what? I felt like I'd achieved something. Stepped out my own way. First time in a wetsuit. First time open water swimming. Wasn't asked about the distance all the time. But I was like, me being me, I said, next time I do it, I want to swim out to the buoy, which is about 100, 150 metres out, probably like 300 metres total if you swim in there and back, right? So I was like, right, I'm going to swim out to the buoy. And I knew, this is when I set this goal on the Tuesday. On the Thursday, me and my mate were going back in again. Today, this morning at the time of recording this. So anyway, I got up this morning, we went in, it was about seven in the morning, and I was prepared for the cold, right? I knew that when I got in, I was going to be cold, because I was, I'd already experienced it, right? So I got in, paddled around a little bit, put my hands in, and started to swim up and down, and my mate set off up to the buoy, so I paddled up and down a little bit. And I was like, you know what, I'm feeling all right, my fingers ain't feeling as cold as the first time. Come on, Tom, you've got this. You can get this goal of swimming out to this buoy and back. So we set off on my own. My mate was already kind of part of the way up there. And we're swimming breaststroke. I've got a wetsuit, I've got thermal gloves, I've got a fucking thermal neoprene cap, a swim cap on, goggles. Guys, I'm fucking suited and booted. I'm all the gear. I've got all the gear. But you know what comes after that, which you're going to find out in a sec. So I'm breaststroking up to this buoy, and I get to the buoy and I'm like, Tommy, fucking did it. Yes, I did it. And then I turned around and then I started to swim back. Now I probably got halfway back and I started to get tired and fatigued. Now guys, getting tired and fatigued in the water when you're swimming is a lot different than getting tired or fatigued on the bike. Or when you're running, because on the bike, you can kind of let off, change down a few gears, slow down, increase your cadence. When you're running, you can decrease your pace a little bit, do you know what I mean? Chill out. But when you're in the water, you have to keep moving, yeah? You've got to keep moving. You can't really stop, can you? Like, you've got to keep moving. So I'm swimming and I'm halfway back and I'm like, shit. I feel I'm getting fatigued. I was doing breaststroke, and my stroke started to get shorter and shorter. I wasn't stretching my body as much. And my heart rate was getting up. I was breathing quite heavily. And I was like, fuck, let's just try some front crawl. So I tried front crawl, thinking it would get me back in quicker. And my mate's already swam to the second buoy. He's not with me. Yeah. I'm kind of on my own there. which I didn't mind. I'm a big boy. So anyway, I'm fatiguing at breaststroke. And I thought, right, try front crawl. Might get me back in quicker. I did three or four or six, whatever the fuck, over my arms, kicking my feet. And I swallowed a bit of water. So I went back to breaststroke and I was like, I feel like I'm not moving. I just can't get my, stroke right. Like I'm not moving. My heart rate was up and I started to panic. And I started to tell myself a story that in my head, Tom, this is how people drown. Tom, you're going to drown. And I laugh now, but at the time, guys, it was scary. It was one of the scariest experiences I've been through. So I'm there trying to breaststroke around, and I'm like, my fucking heart rate's elevated, I'm breathing, I'm swallowing a bit of water, shit, I'm going to fucking drown, I can't move in fast enough, what the fuck? And this story keeps going on in my head. And I didn't know what to do, so I shouted, help! I laugh now looking back. I shouted, help. And there was two women on the side where you kind of get in. And these women must have been in the 40s. With the bikinis on, just thermal gloves and socks. Fucking warriors. I was in a wetsuit. These have got the fucking bikinis on in thermals. And a woman went, She goes to me, "You all right?" I went, "No." She, honestly, I was like, "Help, you all right?" "No." And she went, "Grab your boy." So I've got like a boy sort of dry bag that was around my waist and it's a float, yeah? So she went, "Grab your boy and put your hands on it." So I grab my boy. I didn't even think about that. I put my hands on it. She went, "Kick your legs." So I'm kicking my legs and moving in a little bit. Then I take one arm off and I start to swim in. And she's like, "You're going to be all right. It's fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, just keep hold of your boy." And so then eventually I managed to compose myself, breathe and relax, and started to let go of the boy and start to swim like probably 20 metres or something like that back in. And I got out to the side and I was like, "Oh my God." I said to the women, "I'm so fucking sorry. I gave everyone a scare then. I scared myself." I said, "It's a bit different than getting fucking fatigued." I said, "This is my second time in open water." I said, "I set myself a goal of getting to the buoy and back." She went, "Yeah, you've got to know your limits, haven't you?" And I went, "Yeah, you fucking do, don't you?" And there was another woman who was kind of behind me. And she comes to me along. She went, "You all right, mate?" And I was like, "Yeah, fine. Just knowing your limits, innit?" And she said, I heard you shout help. So she jumped in the water, started swimming as fast as she could towards me, but obviously you can't swim that fast. Do you know what I mean? Like, if someone is in the middle and you're a good few, if you're 100 metres or something like that away from someone and they're panicking in the middle, it's water. Like, the time it takes for you, even the fastest swimmer, to get to them, it's fucking, there's not much you can do. You're kind of on your own, yeah? And then my mate had seen me panic a little bit, so he was heading back in, but I was out, and he come up to the shore sort of thing and was like, "You're all right." And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, just fucking... Honestly, guys, it was scary. Looking back, laughing now. I'm in a fucking full wetsuit. All the gear, no idea. Fucking couple of women there in the bikinis. Old fucking Doris, must be in her 40s, both of them. There in the bikinis, ready to fucking get in. Me there with all the gear and no idea, shouting, "Help! Help! You all right? No!" Honestly, it was fucking scary. And I still, throughout today, I've had that feeling in my mind of when I was in the water and I was like, "I can't do anything. I'm going to drown. Tom, you're going to drown. This is how people drown." And it fucking scared me so much. And when I got out, I was speaking to them. I was speaking to the woman who kind of jumped in. And I was speaking to my mate a little bit. And I was like, "Fucking hell." I said, "I only started like a couple of days ago." I said, "But I set myself a goal of swimming to that buoy and back." And they said, "Yeah, well, you've got to kind of know your limits, haven't you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I was fucking shit scared." So anyway, they got in for a swim. My mate went out to like the second buoy because he's training for his Ironman comeback. And I got back into the water and I stayed near kind of the shore, if you like, near the rocks where you can stand up. And I did a couple of lengths up and down a breaststroke. Now, I purposely got back in the water. And I got back in the water because I'd had that experience when I was there and I didn't want to not go and get back in then, because I felt I had to get back in and swim a little bit to prove to myself, hey, you went through this experience, but you can still swim and you can still get in. Do you know what I mean? So I did that. I think in total, I probably did about 600 meters. I think the first time was about 400. I did 600. So I hit my goal of getting to the buoy, but coming back, I was fatigued. Now there's a lesson. There's a few lessons in this, guys, which I want to share with you. The first one is kind of know your limits, which I've learned the hard way. Yeah. Know your limits. It's good to set goals and work towards them, but know your limits. Like, what I really should have done, excuse me, is, which I'll be doing next time, swim out a little bit, come back, or stay near the shore and swim up and down, and build up 20 minutes or so in that. We was in the water for 28 minutes. The first time I was in for 18. And the next thing is, we have bad experiences in life, right? We have bad experiences in life. And this was one of the most terrifying experiences for me. And I'll be honest with you. You can laugh now. I'll fucking laugh with you about me shouting help and the women in the bikinis, you know, ready to come and fucking save me. I think one of them was a lifeguard as well. "Help, you all right?" "No, put your hands on your boy." We can laugh. But in that moment, guys, I was like, fuck, I'm going to die. Why the fuck am I doing this? If I make it out of here, I'm never fucking doing this again. All this shit going through my mind. And when I got out and calmed myself down, I was like, I'm all right. Like, I just got to get back in and paddle around a little bit. Now, we will have experiences in life like this. And I speak to a lot of type ones who have had bad experiences with lows or highs, DKA, stuff like that. Bad experiences. And what it tends to do is sway them the other way. Guys, I had a choice this morning. I had a choice when I got out of that water, whether I was ever going to get back in or not. And I've got a goal. I just pushed my limits. I've got a goal. So I was like, you know what? Take the lesson. I now know my limits. And I'm going to stay within that next time and build it up slowly. But I had a choice. I could have said, fuck this off. I'm not open water swimming again. I nearly died. And I see this with a lot of type ones who have a bad experience with lows. And I understand how scary and frustrating that can be. And what they do is they run their levels higher because they're scared of having that experience again. Yeah, I have a chat with a few clients about this as well. Or it could be you've had a bad experience going to diabetic ketoacidosis. You've been running high or something. And do you know what I mean? Now you're shit scared of the condition. And guys, there will always be certain experiences that we have that scare us in life. Like, the next time you have one, I want you to think about me swimming, shouting to old fucking Doris, help! Do you know what I mean? Like, we will have these bad experiences, and especially as type ones. But guys, just from a bad experience, you can't not go after what you want. If you've had a bad low, you can't just run high glucose levels because you're scared of having that low again. You can't just do that. And I'm going to put it back to me in the water, panicking. I made it worse for myself. I panicked. I told myself a story. Tom, you're going to drown. Tom, you're going to drown. When all I needed to do is put my hands on the boy, control my breathing, relax and realize everything's all right. And you guys are the same. You worry. You worry about what's happened if you're going to have this severe low, so you run high. But what if you do have a low? You're adequate and fucking correcting a low, aren't you? And this is something I say to my clients. You can eat and correct a hypo, can't you? What's the worst case scenario? You start to see yourself drop low. If you've got hypo awareness, this is still. I understand if not. Hopefully you've got a CGM that'll alarm you if that's the case. But you can correct a low, right? You can correct a hypo. So step out of your own way from a bad experience that you've had with your diabetes. Doesn't just need to be a hypo, a low, or a high. It could be anything. It could be maybe you've tried to exercise and, you know, you spiked really high. You did have a low. I know we kind of come back to that again. Or you had a real bad experience. And so you decide that you're not going to try that exercise again. No. Shit doesn't work like that. Because if you constantly live in fear, you will hold yourself back. And when you come to the end of your days, you'll look back and think, fuck, I missed out on so much. And I don't want that for you. And I don't want that for myself. Guys, I could live in fear of that happening again. Me worrying that I'm going to drown, having to shout old Doris in, help! Do you know what I mean? You all right? No. I could live in that fear, but I'm not going to. Why? Because it's not going to be any fun, is it? It's not. I'm not going to live life to the fullest. And if I can think this way, you guys can think this way. So if something gets me like that, like it did today, I'm like, right, fuck you. I'm going to make this fucking one of my strengths. Like I did with running. I was shit at it. I'm not too bad now. Same with swimming. I'm like, fuck, I had that experience. You know what? I'm going to work and work and work. I'm going to keep at it and I'm going to get better. Same with you. If it's in your blood glucose control, yeah? Just because you had a bad experience, you don't run high or give it up and just wing it. You work and work and work till you get better. Anything you want to get better at, you put the fucking work in. And you know what? You're going to have bad experiences. But these are lessons. It was a lesson for me today. Tom, you fucking push your limits. Billy Big Bollocks over here, you push your limits. You swam a bit too much. Yeah? You swam a bit too much. And you fatigued yourself and you push your limits. So next time, know your fucking limits, stay within them and get a little bit better each time. Yeah? And the same with you. If you have a bad experience with your glucose, you have a real bad high or real bad low, hey, there's just something. It's just a lesson. It's just teaching you that something's gone wrong. But you still try again. You don't purposely, if you're going low all the time, run high because you're scared of these lows. No. Because you and I know over time that's going to build up and that's going to create a fucking worse scenario of health conditions than you just having to correct a few lows every now and again. You don't want that. Same if you're running high quite a lot. We know the shit about DKA and the health complications and stuff. We don't want that. So the lesson here, guys, next time you have an experience, think about me in the pool shouting, "Oh, fucking Doris." Imagine if she was called Doris in a bikini. You all right? No. Help me. Think about that. And think, you always have two options, guys. You can let it keep you down and you can get scared and you can fucking shy away from it. Or you can say, you know what? No. No, I'm not fucking having this. I'm going to fucking beat this. I'm going to show this shit who's boss. If I can think that way, there's no excuse that you've got. No excuse. Guys, that is it. I hope you got value from this episode. And I hope you got a good laugh out of it as well. Me and my mate were laughing about it. And the woman who tried to jump in and swim after me actually come up to me when I was getting dry in the car and was like, "You all right, mate?" I was like, "Yeah, cheers." Emma, she was called, mega, top woman. I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Have you got a brew or anything? Don't get in your car," because I was cold and shivering. "Don't get in your car with the heater on, you know, warm up from the inside out." So she gave me a couple of cups of coffee and that. Bless her, sorted me out, made sure I was all right, and said, "Next time, do you know what I mean, just take it steady, know your limits and stuff." So we laughed after it. We laughed after it, but looking back in the moment, it was pretty fucking scary. But hopefully you got some value from this episode, guys. And remember that story. Whenever you're scared of something or you get a bad experience, just remember, because that doesn't define you. It doesn't mean that every time's going to be like that. It's just a lesson. And what do we do with these lessons? We learn from it and we use them to get better. 1% better every single fucking day, team. That's what we're about. Guys, as I always say, if you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app. And also feel free to screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at @Tatman_Tom. I appreciate you listening to this story today. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed telling it. I wish I could have recorded the whole thing and shared it on my Instagram. I really do. Maybe next time. But anyway, team, thanks very much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. And as always, peace, love, happiness, lessons. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.